This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
Hey, good Monday. Start of another week here at Dom Giordano Show. Big issues, big guest, great side question, Dom's Money Melody. It is all here. Bill O'Reilly here at about 12:15. O'Reilly, about a week ago, and then he was out of pocket, so we couldn't get him on, talking about the idea that Brennan almost assuredly we'll get an indictment in the whole Russiagate movie, part two. We'll see if he still believes that. I'm looking at a Rasmussen poll that says the latest revelations in this escalating battle, released Monday, two-thirds of voters say they're following declassified releases over the past month by Tulsi Gabbard and Chuck Grassley very closely, or somewhat closely, 33%. So that's 65% that say they are following this. Sometimes I wonder, it's complicated, it's part two. And again, I'm going to ask O'Reilly about this and ask you, if there are not indictments in this, are you just going to, I mean, how many times can we get revved up and then move past it and say, oh, it really wasn't that. We really couldn't do anything. So Pam Bondi's got a lot on her plate. Indictments in this area being called for. Of course, the Epstein thing continues to brew. And now Democrats are, first of all, here is Harry Enten. I don't think I've ever had him on. I watch him. He's the data guru at CNN, and he's pretty good when he's on their late night shows. Listen to what he said over the weekend, despite what I just said. That's going on, and some of the Epstein stuff with Trump is incredible. Listen to Enten talk about President Trump as the most influential president this century, and in the last one, too. Now, that would bring into play, well, it's quite a while ago, but Ronald Reagan a bit. You know, and I play with this all the time. Is Trump really... We're going to talk to O'Reilly about this. O'Reilly brought it up that Trump constantly asked him, how do you get on Mount Rushmore? There's no doubt when a guy on CNN is saying this influence is massive. Here's what Harry Enten on CNN said.
And I think the theme of this segment is going to be love it, like it, lump it. Trump's remaking the United States of America. We can start there with tariffs. What are we talking about? No tacos for Trump. The effective tariff rate, get this, 18%. It is the highest, Omar, the highest since the 1930s, up from, get this, just 2% last year. As I'm going to talk about in this segment, I can't think of a more influential president during this century, and it starts here with tariffs. He said he was going to raise tariffs, and despite the claims otherwise, he is in fact doing that. The effective tariff rate at this point looks to be 9 times as high as it was last year, the highest since the 1930s in FDR, Omar.
And the effective tariff rate is up from 2% last year, for those that might see the banner there. Tariffs, though, aren't the only way Trump's remaking policy in America, right?
It is not the only way that Trump is remaking America. What are we talking about? Well, let's jump. The other big thing that Trump ran on, right, was immigration. How about net migration in the United States? Get this. It's down. It's going to be down at least 60%. We may be dealing with, get this, negative net migration to the United States in 2025. That would be the first time there is negative net migration in this country in at least 50 years. We're talking about down from 2.8 million in 2024. So Donald Trump has always run on tariffs, and he's run on a hawkish line on immigration. And on both of those issues, we are seeing record high tariff rates for this century going all the way back, well back into the early part of the 20th century. And when it comes to immigration, net migration, we are seeing record low levels, way down from where we were during the Biden administration. We are potentially looking at negative net migration for the first time in at least 50 years. And that is a big reason why that I'm saying that Trump, at least in my mind.
Thank you. So negative net migration. So illegal and or legal, but mostly illegal, 2.58. Well, I think it's more than that in the last year of Biden. God knows what the real number is. So let's bring it closer to home here. Let's bring it close to our area. And let's talk, what is the other side doing about this? Well, the Philadelphia Inquirer's got quite a story today. Out in Montgomery County, Little Philadelphia, not only are they going after the two commissioners there, the Mr. Softy guy and his stooge, they also are pushing all 62 municipalities in Montgomery County to say, hell no, we're not going to help ICE in any way, shape, or form. In fact, the way that I read this is they're pretty much saying that we are going to try to obstruct without getting caught or going to jail. 62 municipalities. And one that I apologize I didn't notice was so prominent in this before that they talk about is Radnor. Yeah, Radnor. Well, you may remember with the Red Raiders and all that stuff with their mascot, how crazy they were. Radnor is this insulated, pretty affluent area. Henry knows pretty well, I think, right? Carol's in Radnor, right, Henry?
Correct.
Yeah. So is it insulated, do you think, from the reality of all this stuff?
Insulated, I don't know if that's the word I'd use. Definitely more affluent than maybe some more areas.
Yeah. Well, that buys insulation, is what I'm saying.
I guess so. I guess you can't buy insulation with a price tag like that.
Did you know that they were one of the only two here that became sort of sanctuary municipalities, at least in Montgomery County? Lansdale Borough is another one mentioned here, but Radnor is the most prominent. No, they're not in Montgomery County. Take it back. They're in Delaware County. And they talk about them because the Republicans ran against this the last time around. And we're trying to get on the head of the GOP in Montgomery County. He predicted an upswell of the GOP, similar to what happened with Radnor, in the 62 counties, because you can't ignore it. When it's your town, do you want your town on a billboard saying, hell no, we're sort of a sanctuary as best we can? If you live in one of those 62, we'd love to hear from you at 855-839-1210. This is a pretty obvious thing that's going on here as a tactic that it's succeeding in Montgomery County, Delaware County. I mentioned Radnor the last time around. And they're arguing, the illegal immigrant groups, we're going to go not just to the Norris towns, we're going to go municipality by municipality, and we're going to take them out that way. We'll see. Tell me if that's happening in your area. Okay, let me give you the side question. We have Bill O'Reilly early in the show. As I said, Russiagate, is that Rasmussen poll real? 65% of people are really paying attention. I think it's a little bit high. Talk Radio 1210 listeners might. 65% of Americans. But how long can you cry wolf? How long can you say Brennan, Obama, Clapper, Hillary has been emerging in the last week as the key player before somebody at least gets indicted? And I agree with O'Reilly. Brennan is the most obvious choice here. Clapper believes he might be because he's lawyered up big time publicly. He's talked about it. How long can you go on, though? I mean, we've seen the documents. We've heard Ratcliffe. We've heard Tulsi Gabbard. There appears to be new information here and a very good case. What do you have to look at? Well, I think Pam Bondi is thinking, oh, man, do I really want to bring indictments here? Then all hell comes loose if there are indictments. All right. Today or the last couple of days is National Friendship Day. So we're asking all-time buddies. Now, the real ones might be harder, although they might be there, real or fictional. So I looked at some lists. I didn't like their top two or three choices, the ones that you Google. But they did have in the top 10 one that I think are all-time buddies, but not in a sentimental way, in a strange way, outside the box. George Costanza, Jerry Seinfeld. They are all-time buddies, but it's not gushy. Remember, even in jail at the end. All right, so I'll take them off. Henry, how about yours?
Yeah, how about a fictional one here? Cartoon characters that reside in Bikini Bottom and are only separated by a big blue house in the middle. And that would be SpongeBob, SquarePants, and Patrick Starr, inseparable buddies who enjoy going jellyfishing and getting to all sorts of hijinks when they're not working, or when SpongeBob's not working, I should say.
Yeah, that's a good one. All right, We'll get to Andrews coming up. Bill O'Reilly's in the on-deck circle. He's getting antsy. He wants to step in and hit some pitches. Here's how you get in. 855-839-1210. Start the week off right. Make that call. And I'll ask O'Reilly, Russiagate, is that hot with what he does? 65% are paying attention to it. Wow. If that's the case, then somebody's going to have to get indicted here, you would think. 855-839-1210. 12.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors, with more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
All right, big issues, big guests, big YouTube. Oh, man, this guy's killing it on YouTube. But we'll find out what he thinks on some things he talks to President Trump about, his own gut instincts. Let's bring in from YouTube Bill O'Reilly. Hey, Bill, welcome back, and congratulations on this YouTube foray. We talked about it before, and your person reminded me of it. It must really be right in the center of the O'Reilly universe.
Yeah, big shift into YouTube.com/Bill O'Reilly. So, as you know, I'm a Luddite, which means I can't do anything technically. And if you said, hey, O'Reilly, get on YouTube, I wouldn't know how to get on YouTube. I'd have to hire somebody to get me on YouTube. But in 3 months, we have more than 1 million subscribers, and they tell me that is very good. So we're happy about it. Got a very hot commentary tonight on Colbert and Kamala. And it's totally different than what I do on television and radio.
Ah, well, let's start about a week ago, Bill, and you had other things, other pressing things. We were trying to talk with you about Brennan. Talking about Brennan in Russiagate is one that will be indicted, you believe. And I just saw a Rasmussen poll that I'm not in love with as far as the number that says 65% of Americans are somewhat or rabidly following Russiagate. Are people that consume Bill O'Reilly really onto Russiagate?
Yes. I would say that my audience, which leans traditional and leans heavily anti-corruption, is very interested. I had John Solomon on last week. I think it was the best interview that has been done on the Russia collusion thing. We just ran down what the evidence is now and what would have to happen for indictments to come forward. See, Americans think that if Congress says something or there's a hearing, that automatically there's going to be an indictment. That's not true. So you remember that the Attorney General of New York State was unmasked as having a residence, a primary residence in Virginia, which is a crime. Well, what's happened? Nothing. So it takes very skilled, determined prosecutors to bring this in front of a grand jury. And Americans, Dom, sadly, they don't understand what the grand jury system is. They don't understand how to get an indictment, whether the odds are that you'll get one. They just hear stuff on the internet or on TV, and they jump up and down saying, oh, they're going to have Obama arrested or Hillary Clinton arrested. And that's not true. They may, but you would need a powerful amount of evidence to make that happen.
Well, with President Obama, I agree, but Mrs. Clinton seems to be the architect of this. Wouldn't she be a prime person if there are indictments?
It depends how skilled the prosecutors are. So she's going to say through her lawyers, I didn't know anything about it. My campaign did it. It wasn't me.
Mm-hmm.
And unless they have whistleblower testimony or emails or something like that, that indicate that she was driving this phony story, it'll be very hard to get an indictment from a grand jury.
You can't get
an indictment on circumstantial or hearsay evidence.
Talking with Bill O'Reilly, Bill Epstein, I don't know if you've spoken with the president recently. Trump's going to be Trump, and he's going to say various things, particularly those gaggles on a plane. That's where he might say anything. You know, you're on a plane, you're going back and forth, there's noise. Where are we with Epstein at this point in your assessment?
Well, I haven't spoken to the president about it since March, so that's obsolete now. And back then he wasn't worried about it, and he was seriously considering, getting all the documentation out with redactions so that innocent names wouldn't be put into the media. Fire. But now I don't know. I do know this. Very sensitive topic. And there's not a lot of chatter in the White House about it. because Trump goes off on it. He's very angry. And the reason he's angry is he believes that his achievements are being ignored because of this trumped up story, pardon the pun, and that he's equating it with Russian collusion, phony story, made up story. Nothing really happened. And again, you can't say that Donald Trump did anything wrong unless you have evidence. And there is no evidence now that he did. Sending a card or having an acquaintance is not evidence of any wrongdoing. But the Democratic Party and the people who hate Trump, they are going to pound this drum to make him look as bad as possible. And that infuriates President Trump.
Well, I think that's a fair point. But, Bill, something happened here, right? Or are we ignoring that he was in jail, she's in jail? Why are they in jail then if there was nothing happening here with prominent people?
Well, I don't know anybody who says there was nothing happening with prominent people. It's just a matter of who they are and what the evidence is against them. So the federal government could have indicted a whole bunch of people, Dom, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, they know what happened because they got convictions, or they got one conviction, Maxwell, and they would have gotten another Epstein. So in the basis of the investigation, the Justice Department knows what exactly was going on, but they had not brought any other charges. So that's our system. A lot of people don't like the system. I don't like the system because I think bad guys and gals get away with far too much in this country because of lazy, corrupt prosecutors. But in order to make cases at this level, you really have to have skilled people. And I don't know whether the Trump administration has those kinds of people in the FBI and the Justice Department.
Bill O'Reilly with us, of course, already booked. I think it's the first day of the book at High Noon. Confronting Evil, another special edition. And, Bill, how many evildoers are in your book?
We have 14.
Okay.
And on the cover is Mao, Hitler, Putin, and the Ayatollah Khomeini. And the most important part of the book is that all of us in America are being affected by evil right now, with the jihad and with Putin. And that affects us. And China, you know, could go either way. I mean, I'm hoping that there is detente. I think that there's a good shot to get it. I laid the groundwork when I was over there in May in Beijing, and I'm just praying that this happens because it would be great for the United States and the world if it does. But evil is, I think, the highest level that I've seen it. But I didn't live through Tojo and Hitler in World War II and then Stalin. I wasn't there. I think that's probably worse than it is now. But Putin's one bad dude, as they say in California.
Yeah, I think he just doesn't have the, there are restraining forces. Hitler didn't have those restraining forces. And that's why Putin would do, I think, the same thing. Who does Bill O'Reilly rely on to know what's going on in Gaza? I traveled to Israel, broadcast from there, big guest, but I wasn't in places like Gaza, Bill. My sense is that it's pretty clear Hamas still has a tremendous amount of sway. There's a tremendous amount of corruption, and the Israelis have some reasons to stop some food supplies going in there. But in the court of public opinion, they're going to have to make their case more, or they're going to continue to get massacred on this.
Well, it's a good point you're making. Nobody can really ascertain the true picture in Gaza because it's too dangerous to go in there and assess it. But I'm running a story tonight on the No Spin News, and you access that on BillO'Reilly.com or our distribution across the country. The Wall Street Journal did a very good job over the weekend reporting that it doesn't really matter how much food is sent into the precincts controlled by Hamas because the food is being stolen.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's an incontrovertible fact. So how can you blame Israel for Hamas and its gangsters stealing the food? How can you do that? Now, Israel's got plenty of deficits. They obviously want to wipe out every Hamas person they can. And in order to do that, you're going to have to kill innocent civilians. And Israel's made the determination that that's a price of war. They started it October 7th. I opened Confronting Evil with that raid, that Hamas raid, and
yep,
to show you
absolutely.
How evil it was. But at this point, what is distressing me more and more in our country is that people formulate opinions about complicated situations, and they don't know anything. So my mantra to my audience is people believe what they want to believe. And that's most of us. We believe what we want to believe. But you have an obligation, if you want to be a responsible human being, to seek out information. And if it goes against your belief system, to reevaluate. That's not happening a lot of times in America.
Absolutely. All right. For the book, Bill, to pre-order, and all, for all things Bill O'Reilly, where do people go?
Well, if you pre-order from us at BillO'Reilly.com, we'll send you a fabulous Not Woke bumper sticker, and you'll get.
Hey, Bill, here's the tip. Here's the tip, though. Put Sidney Sweeney on there with a gun. Those bumper stickers are going to go pretty quickly. You
do,
right now, get some going. Yeah.
I should do that. And then, you know, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all those people will take pre-orders and get it out September 9th. Going to be a big book. We have a robust, already advanced sale. All of the book will be successful by the orders that the bookstores take. And this is a big one. Because Confronting the Presidents was so successful that the big chunk stores are ordering lots of copies. So I want to always live up to the hype. I think I do in this book. I think you'll learn a massive amount about the world, and it's not boring.
Not at all. We have you September 9th at high noon, too, talking the book. Bill, thank you. Thanks very much for today.
Always fun, Dom. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Bill O'Reilly here on Talk Radio 1210. I agree with most of that. How about you? 855-839-1210. If we don't get any indictment coming out of this, are you going to be satisfied with this, that we continue to have these revelations? You heard his point. More difficult than you think. Well, Brennan and Clapper think they're going to be indicted. 855-839-1210. Hit us on the side question, too. All right, Andrew, National Friendship Day, last day or so. I gave you mine. Henry gave us his. What's yours?
So I got two. I got a fictional and I got real. So the fictional's very famous. You had talked about them last week. It's kind of obvious for me because I'm a nerd. Captain Kirk and Mr. Spock.
Yes.
Classic iconic characters that have been around for a very long time. Mm-hmm. And then the other ones, the real ones, not so much. I mean, their relationship's kind of been off and on, but I remember them growing up as a kid watching baseball, is Derek Jeter and Alex Rodriguez. They were friends at first when A-Rod was playing with the Mariners, and obviously Jeter with the Yankees. And then when A-Rod signed with money, said some things, made some comments about Derek Jeter, maybe not deserving so much money and different things like that, and their relationship kind of soured a little bit. But they seem to be buddies now because they're working on Fox, but those are the...
Wait a minute, this guy. Who could be friends with Alec Rodriguez? Come on.
I'm just saying that it looks to be like things are better now. But
when that guy comes to Philadelphia, it's always trouble. All right. 855-839-1210. Simple one today. Give me your reaction to O'Reilly, particularly the indictment thing. Are you going to buy that? And are you buying Rasmussen? I mean, that's great for talk radio and everything else. If 65% of people are paying attention to the twists and turns of Russiagate Part 2, that's good. I think they're paying more attention to Epstein. Really, I think Sidney Sweeney with the two things. Sidney Sweeney had a firing range. And then Sidney Sweeney, now we know this weekend, is a registered Republican in Florida. Now, the gloves are really off. Are they going to die on this hill? Yeah. It appears they are dying on this hill. All right. Let me remind you that Rescue Natural Supplements has their biggest thank you of the year, and that's saying something. Their customer appreciation sale is on right now, and it's about delivering the best deals and quality products for you. Right now, stock up and save a whopping 50% when you mix and match any five or more of Rescue's single bottles, plus your order will be shipped for free. Just use the code VIP50 at checkout. So whether it's omega-3s, cholesterol support, joint health, here's a chance to feel your best for less. To place an order, visit res-q.com or call 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483. Speak with a Rescue product consultant. And if you're new to Rescue, now's the best time to give them a try. Digestion, sleep, energy, it's all covered. Again, use your code VIP50. Receive 50% off and free shipping when you mix and match five or more Rescue natural supplements. That code again is VIP50, VIP50 at res-q.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Yes! Henry digging out all of his friends' hits today. National Friendship Day in the last day or so. All-time buddies, real or fictional? The fictional might be a bit easier. Think film, think TV, think a book, or think real life. You heard ours. We'd love to get yours. All right, you heard O'Reilly. And again, Russiagate and what's going on with this. This has been fairly extended now since Tulsi Gabbard dropped the new information and then subsequent informations and reaction. Rasmussen says people are on this. It's not seen as a distraction from Epstein. Okay. And I mentioned Sidney Sweeney. Here is Bill Maher. This is Cut 7. Really going after the woke mob. Do they intend to die on this hill again? Yes. They still are out there refusing to give up. This is a 90-10 or 95-5, you would think. Listen to Bill Maher say, well, why is she a Nazi?
And in other uncomfortable racial news...
Sad news. We found out this week that Sydney Sweeney is a Nazi. That was just... No, she's not. But you all see the ad that she's out there. This is a very important ad that we're seeing now. There she is, dressed like Jay Leno in all blue denim. And she talks about the fact that she has blue eyes, and then she says, I have great jeans, you know, because she's wearing jeans. But according to the woke people, this means that she's a white supremacist. It also doesn't help that her bra size is 36 KKK.
All righty, there's the punchline. Well done. All right, now we know. Here's Lawrence Jones. This is 22, the last cut, I think, Henry, right? Here's Lawrence Jones on Fox today, though. And Lawrence got kind of fired up because Sydney Sweeney is now at a firing range.
They're leaning into crazy. And then, meanwhile, Sydney Sweeney, of course, is leaning into the whole thing because she realizes it's pretty hilarious. New video coming out showing her at a shooting range.
Uh-oh.
And knocking up pretty good.
I mean, you love to see it. For me, as a single guy, anytime I see a young woman that can shoot, her value goes up. That means I can take her home to Texas. She understands. That means when I'm away from the family, she's going to protect the family. And I just think this is beautiful. That they have tried to destroy this woman, and her value is going up. She is just not beautiful, but she can shoot too. We're done here. We're done.
I think self-defense.
I mean, it's just beautiful. It didn't have to be like this. They could have just allowed American Eagle to have the win.
Right.
But now they pick the stupid fight, and J.D. Vance is right.
All right, Lawrence Jones, she can shoot. Oh, man, look at that woman shooting over there. 855-839-1210. Hit us on the side question, too, today. National Friendship Day, buddies. And, again, I'm mostly in agreement with O'Reilly today, except... Are people going to accept how complicated, as he sees it, getting these indictments might be? I think it has to happen. Otherwise, the next time we hear all these documents and all these things thrown around, we're going to say the same thing. All right, already. Who at least is going to stand before the bar of justice, sort of, grand jury? If no one, then why do we continue to beat this drum? Richard is in South Philly. He's first in on Talk Radio 1210. Hello, Richard.
Good afternoon, Don. Bert and Ernie, buddies, on Sesame Street.
Okay.
Yeah, we've known them for years, and there was a controversy about them two being together.
Yes, I remember that. All right, Bert and Ernie. Bert and Ernie is a good example. Yeah, definite. We'll put that on our list. You never know. Early on, when we did the Girl Next Door last week, I thought Mary Ann was a clear winner. And then somebody, calculating everything, went a different direction. Okay. I am interested, though. Is this Russiagate thing, I think in talk radio more so, I still think Epstein is the story that people care about more, can gravitate more. And again, O'Reilly and I differ in that there were promises made here on this. So what happened here, and knowing who the people are that committed these acts, if Maxwell's in prison, well, not prison, it's hardly a prison at this point, what was it all about? Why did we bring it up? Why did we continue? It's the same thing again and again and again and again. If no one at least is under pressure of indictment or knowledge, do they know by some sort of evidence who the people were that were involved with Epstein? Do they have that? It would seem with this treasure trove of files that they do. And I think Trump and others, yeah, he's right. It's deflecting from a lot of the good stuff he's doing because people just want an answer to that, then they'll move on. But if there's not an answer to that, and we keep on hearing the Russiagate story, for example, and then there's no comeuppance on that, then people get tired of this stuff. It's kind of like, what was it all about? So I think there's a realistic chance that Brennan is maybe the principal player here. Hillary getting indicted, I don't see it at this point. We're going to need to see more connection to her campaign. But certainly, do I believe she did it? Do I believe the documents back it up? Yeah, I do. I think it's all there. All right, here's J.T. Vance checking in. This is Cut 17. Here's Vance on the Sweeney Jeans ad. Cut 17.
Sorry, give me a second. I got a lot here I'm going through.
Okay. All right.
Sorry, it's both audio and visual here, so I'm trying to...
All right, okay.
I want to start with probably the most important discussion happening in our country today, which is Sidney Sweeney.
Yeah.
So the Democrats have essentially been like, Sidney Sweeney represents like a Nazi white supremacy issue. Do you think it's that deep? And do you think attacking Sidney Sweeney is how they can win back young male?
Is that a good move?
Yeah, my political advice to the Democrats is continue to tell everybody who thinks Sidney Sweeney is attractive is a Nazi. that appears to be their actual strategy. I mean, it actually reveals something pretty interesting about the Dems, though, which is that you have like a normal all-American beautiful girl doing like a normal jeans ad, right? They're trying to sell jeans to kids in America, and they have managed to so unhinge themselves over this thing. And it's like, you guys, did you learn nothing from the November 2024 election? Like, I actually thought that one of the lessons they might take is we're going to be less crazy. Yeah. The lesson they have apparently taken is we're going to attack people as Nazis for thinking Sidney Sweeney is beautiful. Great strategy, guys. That's how you're going to win the midterms, especially young American men.
Okay. The memo has not gotten to the great chameleon. That would be Josh Shapiro, because Josh joined 17 or 16 other attorneys general suing the Trump administration, because the Trump administration, they said, is violating all kinds of things by stopping so-called gender-affirming care, meaning brutal surgeries on kids. Yeah, even Josh Shapiro has not gotten that memo. All right, coming up, we've been trying to get this guy for a while. He is a former legislator from Colorado, where they passed, was it actually 10 years ago? He'll tell us. The big marijuana, they were one of the first that I remember on a vast level, and they're considering it in Pennsylvania now. What is it they learned that we ought to learn here in Pennsylvania? And I'll challenge him on a couple things. He's coming up with Dom and you on Talk Radio 1210. All right, Dom G or Dano show. And it's taken a while. He's a busy guy, but we're happy to bring you something bubbling up in Harrisburg. Chris Hulbert is a former legislator in Colorado, wrote a piece here locally, A Better Way Forward, on cannabis for Pennsylvania Republicans. So he was a Republican, and yet he ultimately, as I understand it, based on his article, favored legalization. What the heck happened? Let's go to Chris Hulbert here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Chris, welcome to Philadelphia. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Dom. I appreciate the invitation.
So how long ago it is? Hard from my mind to fix the dates. In Colorado, you're a Republican there. Your initial instinct was opposing this. What did Colorado do? How long ago? And did it work?
Yeah, in the early 2000s, the people of Colorado voted to approve a constitutional amendment, the state constitution, to constitutionalize, legalize medical marijuana. I voted no. Most of the people I networked with, I wasn't elected at the time, but most of the people I was associated with voted no. And the majority of people in the community that I would eventually represent voted no. 10 years later, 2012, the majority of voters in Colorado approved a different amendment to the state constitution to constitutionalize or legalize adult use or recreational marijuana. And it was very frustrating. I was elected in 2010, went into the state house in 2011. It was frustrating during my early years in the legislature to realize that there were two different constitutional amendments that sometimes contradicted each other, very complex, one for medical, one for recreational. Mm-hmm. And then to learn more about cannabis regulation and realize Colorado effectively has one method of regulating and the statute and constitution addresses medical, a different way for recreational, a different way for hemp. And then as delegations came from other states and other countries around the world, and we would talk to them about how Colorado was working, I would always point out, you know, there's still illicit marijuana or cannabis in Colorado. And they would look at me, well, gosh, wasn't it legalized? But yes, if it's not grown and distributed and taxed and regulated through one of those three systems, it's still illegal. Oh,
okay.
What I appreciate about what I think I know about the legislation that's been proposed, Senator Laughlin and Street, I think they're headed in the right direction because they're proposing this new cannabis control board that would have authority over cannabis regardless of whether it would be medical or recreational. And I think that's the right thing to do. Colorado can't go backward unless the people were to vote to reamend the Constitution. It probably would take two different amendments to reel that back. But from what I think I know about the way that Pennsylvania is headed, I think it would be better, if it's going to be legalized, to regulate all cannabis with psychoactive cannabinoids, things that can get you high. Regulate them in one way, if possible, not multiple ways.
So, Chris, that being said, though, what's your view on marijuana? Now, I don't know if you live here or not. I know you're an author at Broad and Liberty. Colorado, is it that much different? Seems a bit more liberal than Pennsylvania, more cutting edge. Why should we do it? Are you saying we ought to do this in the manner that you talked about?
I think my premise has been, if a state is going to do this, try to do it in as simple a way as possible and avoid complicating, duplicating or creating regulatory systems for the same plant that there's multiple ways of doing it and sometimes contradictory ways. In Colorado, the constitutional amendment for recreational or adult use passed by a majority of voters in 2012. I voted no. The majority of people I represented voted no. But it requires cannabis, marijuana that's grown for adult use recreational purposes. It requires that cannabis be tested for pesticides or whatever.
Right.
And then also the strength of it, the amount of THC in the cannabis. But the medical cannabis can't be tested. And it's like, well, why? It's cannabis.
Exactly.
So what I think I understand about Pennsylvania is I think Senator Laughlin is headed toward more streamlined regulation. Do it one way, make it simple, give this authority board control over both medical and recreational if Pennsylvania decides to go that direction.
All right. Now, I want to go back to Colorado for a minute, Chris. What was the hardest or the biggest problem in the beginning? Was it, I'm told, testing for DUI is a difficulty, stuff with kids? What is it, and may still be ongoing, even if there's a big upside and people obviously want it, that's the first thing. What's the downsides? Is there anything still today that's a downside in your view?
Yeah, I am not encouraging people to consume cannabis.
Okay.
I went through a bit of a discovery, a revelation. I am a convert on medical cannabis. I had a constituent who have a son who suffered epilepsy. One day, mom took Ben to school, and the school nurse who had helped Ben through multiple seizures asked, "Why isn't Ben having seizures anymore?" And mom pulled out a little vial of Charlotte's Web CBD oil and said, as long as we give him a consistent dose of this, he doesn't have seizures. Under the duty to report law, the school nurse reported Ben and Amber Wan for possible child endangerment. Mm-hmm. After months of investigation, it was determined, no, they weren't endangering their son. He wasn't having seizures. That was a good thing. And what they were doing is both constitutional and legal. And that began my conversion. Ben and his parents were constituents. I knew them before cannabis-based medicine and after. I'm a Christian. I don't call what happened to Ben a miracle because there's a cause and effect. They gave him some new medicine, and he stopped having seizures. I've used that as a platform to try to talk to fellow conservatives that this isn't all bad, and we need to understand the plant. So to answer your question, the greatest challenge, the problem right now, I think, is people tend to discount hemp as the weak, anemic cousin of marijuana. And what I'm pleading with conservatives, Republicans, to understand is that technology has surpassed the 78, 79-year-old standard that the federal government established to define hemp. Once the oil is extracted from a cannabis plant, all that's required to make hemp THC equal to marijuana THC are more hemp plants. It's okay. Really important to understand that consuming a hemp plant as a plant, yes, there's not as much THC there, but this is part of the science, the business of cannabis, and extracting the oil and concentrating those cannabinoids. That's something that people who oppose legalization will generally point to with marijuana, but the same technologies, the same processes can be used to concentrate THC out of hemp. And right. I think, based on my understanding, that you probably see evidence of hemp-based consumable products, sold in convenience stores, drug stores, that sort yes. of thing. I see that here in my new home state of Florida. My wife and I moved here in 22. And gosh, that came about because of the 2018 Farm Bill that passed under a Republican Congress, and President Trump, he's my president, and I'm not slamming him, but that Farm Bill was passed in 2018. I think it was probably an unintended consequence, but that led to this right. proliferation right. of hemp consumables. And please don't think that's the one risk. The greatest risk, I think, is people think, oh, it's just hemp. No. It's THC. And the basis of the op-ed that I wrote is, you know, if you can regulate all psychoactive cannabinoid products under one umbrella, that would be better, because that's the concern.
Well, I'm glad to see you at Broad and Liberty. When are you in there again, Chris? Do you know?
This is, I think, my one and only. I was asked to weigh in okay. based on previous writing that I've done. And I hope that it's a help to Republicans, people who are maybe not completely familiar with cannabis. But my understanding, you're surrounded pretty well by states that have legalized.
And, yes.
Marijuana products shouldn't be crossing state lines. But oddly, if the same THC cannabinoids are in a hemp-based product, they can cross state lines, which is really kind of odd. But I think we see Mitch McConnell and Rand Paul battling that out now over whether the federal government should curtail some of those hemp products. But if Pennsylvania can do that, I think regulating all psychoactive cannabinoids under one umbrella would be a better idea than two or three.
Thank you, Chris. I hope to talk with you again. Thank you very much for today.
Yes, sir. Thanks, Don.
All right, Chris Hulbert here on Talk Radio 1210. Coming up, your call, all-time buddies. I see some great ones on Twitter, National Friendship Day. Also, Axios, big piece today. And I remember this because of New Jersey. Trump headline squeezes states on college tuition for undocumented students, meaning if you're here illegally, you get in-state tuition if you're in a place like Jersey. Pennsylvania doesn't do this, but oh, there is a big-time university that does this in Pennsylvania, even though state law is not in-state tuition yet. Jersey is. I'll give you what Trump is doing. And again, how in the world do we have someone say, right near the Walt Whitman Bridge, wanting to go to a school in Jersey? I don't know why you'd want to go to Rutgers. Seems like a pretty backward institution to me. But you do. You pay out-of-state tuition. But if you're here illegally, but sort of still in Jersey, the argument is, you don't. All right, I'll give you the details on that. And what's the institution that recognizes this, though, in Pennsylvania? Phone lines are 855-839-1210. A little bit later on, Scott Presler at 2 o'clock today. Don't forget, Mulligans, under 2 weeks now. Mark that date on the calendar, August 15th. We've already started to line up a bunch of people who will celebrate with us. Joe Conklin will be there. It was so great having him in person. I'm going to ask for some special people he might do. And seeing him in person, not just over the air, is just wonderful stuff. Told me he'll be there around 1 o'clock. We'll have our usual roundtable. We're working on the football throw, too. If that comes off, that will be spectacular. But I got a number of people. I'll let you know each day as they commit. And I'm still looking for a great question that would be fun, like the gravy and sauce. Nothing comes close to it. I might go Reagan Trump. Unless you have a brainstorm, give me a good one. We'll consider it. People really took, we ran out of ballots. That's how popular that was. All right, phone lines, 855-839-1210.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.